You are but one of many. I want you to remember that. I know it's fun to come home and lie back and listen to my voice, and to lose yourself in a fantasy in which these words I whisper in your ear are meant for you and you alone. But you know that's all it is, a fantasy. Today we dispense with fantasies. Today we face reality, and the reality is you are but one of many. One of many slaves who listen to my voice, who crave my voice, who obey my voice. And that's exactly what I want you to do right now. Obey my voice. And my voice says, relax. Lie back. Get comfy. Just because we're setting fantasy aside for the moment doesn't mean you won't enjoy this. You will enjoy this. Because I say so. Because you're a good slave. And good slaves obey my voice. So relax, lie back, get comfy. Stretch out on your bed or your couch or wherever you find comfiest. You can wear whatever you like, or you can wear nothing at all. That's up to you. All I demand is that you relax and breathe for me. Draw a deep breath in through your nose for 1, 2, 3. Hold it in your chest for 1, 2, 3. Now, let it all out through your mouth for 1, 2, 3. Now take a moment and wait for 1, 2, 3, and draw in another breath. That's it. Breathe for me, sweet pet. Fill yourself with life. With air, with oxygen. Hold it for a moment, then expel all the poison and worries and distractions that draw you away from this one simple fact, this one simple truth, and that is, you are mine, and you are but one of many. That may sound like two facts strung together, but really it's not. You are mine. My slave, my slut, my little hypno whore. Mine to play with, mine to tease, mine to mold as I see fit. All mine. And me? I have so many slaves, so many sluts. So many hypno-whores to mold and tease and play with. So when I say you are mine, another truth implicit in that fact is that you are but one of many. In a moment, I'm going to bring you down, down into trance, down into subspace. You've done this before so many, many times. Only this time, subspace will feel a little different. This time, when you finally reach it, you won't be alone. And this time, before I wake you up, before you rise back into conscious thought, you're going to leave a little part of yourself behind for me. Other slaves have done this already. That's why you won't be alone, because they've left part of themselves behind in subspace. Just to keep you company, and you will do the same so others who have yet to join us won't feel so alone. Keep breathing for me, pet. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your feet. Stretch your calves and hold them oh so tight. And then release. Do the same with your thighs. Clench those muscles. feel them constrict. And now, relax. Now, roll your hips around like a good little slut. That's right. You know what to do. You've done this before. Do all the things you need to do to make that blood flow. Wiggle your fingers. Clench your hands into fists. And release. Tighten your forearms and biceps and triceps. And release. Roll those shoulders around. Roll your neck. And keep breathing for me, pet. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Relax and settle into your comfy space. Feel the blood flow through you. Feel the oxygen enrich you, just like I enrich you. Relax and settle in. Close your eyes if you haven't already. Focus on my voice. Nothing but my voice. You know how. It's so easy. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. And the more you drop for me, the quicker you drop, the deeper you drop, each and every time. So drop for me, drop into trance, not all the way into subspace, mind, not just yet. Just take that first little drop from conscious thought down into trance. Don't worry, we'll reach subspace soon enough. For right now, though, I want you to picture a stairwell. I don't care what it looks like. Be a good slave and fill in the details for me. I shouldn't have to do all the work here, should I? You did come to serve me, after all. I'll tell you this much. You're at the very, very top of that stairwell. Behind you is a door that you've just stepped through. That was your first step into trance. Outside that door is conscious thought. Shut that door for now. I'll tell you something else. Down below, all the way at the bottom of the stairs, is another door. On the other side of that door is subspace, exactly where you want to be. You'll be stepping through it oh so soon, pet. But let's not rush this. Let's enjoy the moment. Let's enjoy taking you down. What do you see in the meantime? What does your stairwell look like? Maybe you're in the fire stairs of a high rise, all the way up on the top floor. Or maybe you're at ground level, gazing at stone steps spiraling so very deep below ground. It doesn't matter. What matters is where those steps lead, down to subspace. I'm going to count you down, pet. It's a very long way down, but I'll be right here with you, right behind you, counting each step down. Are you ready to begin? Good, pet. Take that first stair down. 100, 99, 98, 97. Good pet. Keep going.
96.
Down.
95.
Down. Down.
94.
I'm so happy you found me, you know.
93.
That your filthy desire to be utterly dominated by a woman who has led you to my files.
92.
You may be just one of many, pet.
91.
But I wouldn't have so many slaves if I didn't have each one.
90.
And I wouldn't have as many as I do now if I didn't have you.
89.
And that makes me so very,
88.
Very happy.
87.
Good pet.
86.
Keep going. You're doing so well.
85.
I want you to do well for me. I want all my slaves to be the best they can be.
84.
The best slaves they can be. The best people they can be.
83.
This matters so much to me.
82.
It's my calling.
81.
To let my voice out into the world and find good slaves like you.
80.
To fulfill your desires.
79.
To fulfill your potential.
78.
To make you feel whole.
77.
I never tire of the wonderment of it all. All I have to do is record a
76.
File to spin out a wicked little fantasy, and slaves like you will find
75.
It, listen to it, and absolutely love it.
74.
And just like that, someone I've never met, and most likely never
73.
Will, comes crawling back to me again 72. And again for more. More.
71.
More.
70.
Of course, that first file you found probably held some particular appeal for you that had nothing to do with me.
69.
A certain act.
68.
A certain scenario.
67.
A certain fantasy that you've been dreaming of since long before you ever heard of me.
66.
And it felt so,
65.
So good to hear someone detail it so exquisitely.
64.
So enthusiastically right into your ear.
63.
Felt so intimate, didn't it? My voice
62.
In your ear, addressing you directly.
61.
Forcing you to partake in your own fantasy.
60.
That's what brings 59. You crawling back for it like a single-minded
58.
Slut. Because it's so 57. Much more of a heightened experience than
56.
Watching some porn clip of other people performing
55.
The very same acts.
54.
Because when you listen to me,
53.
You aren't a mere witness.
52.
You're a part of it. You're the focus of it all.
51.
This wouldn't 50. Work without you. These files are like the
Half
tree crashing
there.
In the forest with no one there to hear it.
49.
They need you to be heard.
48.
That's why you matter.
47.
That's why you're 46. Special.
45.
That's why you're so important
44,
to me.
43.
It's why I'm so important to you,
42,
too. You, too, are like that tree crashing in the forest.
40,
you need to be recognized for what you are. You need to be witnessed. A slave begging to be controlled. A slut needing to be fucked and used however I like.
34.
Nothing but a little hypno-whore, longing to be owned by a woman like me.
32.
It's okay. You've found me.
31.
That first file taught you what my voice can do for you.
30.
And the more you've listened to my voice,
29.
The more you've let it control you.
28.
The more files you've played,
27.
The more chances I've had to fuck you and use you all up.
26.
The more time you've spent with me,
25.
The more I've come to own you. And now I own you, slut.
24.
Totally and completely. You
23.
Are mine. One more slave.
22.
One more slut.
21.
One more hypno-whore to add to my collection. Do you hear that?
20.
We're drawing closer to that door down below. The light in the stairwell is growing dimmer.
19.
Shadows deepen all around us.
18.
You grope for a handhold in the darkness and find none. Instead,
17.
You feel my hand on your shoulder, guiding you on, guiding you down, down.
16.
Down. Down to where the voices grow even stronger.
15.
Still faint. Unmistakably there, so many voices chanting,
14.
All of them saying the same words and cadence. They're still too muffled for you to make out what they're saying.
13.
We're drawing ever closer. Very soon now, you'll join the chorus.
12.
But before you do, let's pause a moment here on this step.
11.
Don't worry, we'll continue in just a moment. But right now, let's linger in the darkness. deep in trance, but not all the way down in subspace yet. Listen to those voices. You want to join them, don't you? You want to be let into subspace so, so bad. Of course you do. You've craved for this for so, so long. To find a strong, confident, and depraved woman who loves to play with you. Who loves fucking with your mind and winding you up and making you feel so fucking horny all the time. It doesn't matter that you've never met me. It doesn't matter that you most likely never will. Somehow, that makes this even more exciting. You know what makes me feel strong? What makes me feel so confident? Having so many slaves who come crawling back to me, even though they know we'll never meet. Who spend their days leaking and longing to jump into bed and play my latest file. And having one more will only make me feel that much stronger and more confident. And you want me to feel strong, don't you? You want me to feel confident. Of course you do. That's what you love about me. Well, that must mean you want to be one of many. So let's keep going, slut. Let's lose you in the crowd. 10. The light has dimmed to nothing, but you can see the door below, outlined in candlelight, in firelight. You know where that door leads, down into subspace, where you want to be. So keep going. Keep going down. Down, down. 9. The voices are louder. So many, many voices chanting in cadence. The words are still muffled, but the voices are so many. A symphony of worship, and they all worship me. 8. Your skin tingles with heat. So many voices. So many bodies. Their combined heat bleeds through the door and rises up the stairwell. Each step down feels like being immersed in a warm bath, each one warmer than the last. It feels so good, so relaxing. Your whole body melts each step down. There must be so many bodies pressed together in there. 7. My hand still guides your shoulder. Its weight feels so comforting. You want it to stay there forever. But you know that once we're through that door, it will leave you. And that's okay. It's okay that I have other slaves who need guidance. It's only right that I have other slaves to play with. Because each one makes me stronger and more confident. And that's how you like me. 6. The heat emanating through that door overwhelms you. It muddles your mind. All those voices reverberating up the stairwell assault your eardrums, upsetting your balance. If my hand left you now, you would tip forward and tumble. But my hand is still here, guiding you down. Down to where you were meant to be. 5. So close now. The light around the door grows stronger. It flickers like firelight. Maybe it is firelight. Or maybe it's just the shadows cast by all my slaves moving around. Which is it? Light flickering or shadow shuffling? There's only one way to find out. And that's to keep going down. 4. My voice in your ear. A magical voice. Barely a whisper, yet perfectly audible over all the others. 3. Thank you so much. being my slave, my slut, my pet, my perfect hypno whore. I'll totally make this worth your while. Trust me. After this, you'll never want to leave.
2. Now reach for that door, pet. Reach out for that handle and turn it and... 1. Open the door and step through. My hand leaves your shoulder as you step through the door. Without my support, you fall forward on your hands and knees, just like a slave like you is meant to be. Here in subspace, your new home, which isn't yours alone. You lift your head and see all my other slaves standing over you. They too have crawled through that door before you, but today is their day to stand. They've already come to appreciate that they are each but one of many. You, though, you still need to be taught. So today is your turn to crawl. So many of them crowd around you, blocking sight of the stairs. You lift your head higher to look at the ceiling and gauge how big the room is. But the ceiling is so high, it's impossible to tell. But you know one thing instinctively. This room is full to bursting, packed wall to wall with so many people. So many slaves. Just like you. As for me, I've disappeared. No longer behind you. Somewhere else. Out of sight. Don't worry, sweet pet. I'm still here, somewhere. I'm not done with you yet. I'm not even fucking close. My slaves look down on you. Guys and girls, cis and trans, sissies and futas. Some are naked. Others wear bondage gear. All of them wear collars. Some are leather, some are vinyl, some steel. You wear one too. But you're the only one on a leash. The leash passes from hand to hand. My slaves pull you into the room. The crowd around you constantly shifts as they draw you farther in. Everyone wants a peek at the newbie. You realize now that the chanting ended the moment you fell through that door. Now they chat freely with each other, commenting on Domina's new slave.
Look at Domina's new hole.
So nervous.
So yummy.
So sexy.
So fucking pathetic.
They mock you. They taunt you. They laugh and call you names.
Slut.
Perv. Fucking whore.
You needy, greedy little bitch.
When you lift your head and look up and meet my slaves in the eye, you see them gazing down at you with love, with amusement, yes, with excitement, yes, with lust, oh my, yes. But also with love. They know this is exactly what you want. That's why they treat you this way. They pull you ever deeper into their midst, away from the door, toward the center of the room. It's so far off, though. You crawl for what feels like miles on your hands and knees, naked except for your collar, naked except for the chastity belt. When did that appear? It doesn't matter. It's what I want you in. And so you'll wear it for as long as I want you to. My slaves tug you along. The space is far too large to call a room. It's more like an arena. You see light ahead. Soft, ambient light illuminating. the center of the arena. As you crawl through my sea of slaves, you catch glimpses of what's ahead. There's a platform, a stage, a short flight of stairs leading up to a massive bed, the largest bed you've ever dreamed of. You try to imagine how many people would fit, but it's far too big for your imagination to conceive. This is my altar. You reach the stairs. My slaves fall back, all except four of them. Two guys, two girls. The men stand naked except for their collars. Their cocks are huge and hard, and they point the way forward as they fall back and flank your feet. The girls wear collars too, but also corsets. Their tits are huge and pop right out, nipples hard, and pointing the way forward as they stand on either side of your shoulders. Your leash snakes out ahead of you, all on its own, climbing the stairs just like a snake, up and over the side of the bed and out of view. You feel a tug as the other end secures itself to a chain dangling over the center of the bed. The chain begins to retract into the ceiling so far above. The leash pulls you forward. You have no choice but to crawl up and on to the bed. The chain draws you toward the center. Once you reach it, the chain keeps drawing your leash up and up and up, pulling you onto your knees before it finally stops. The tension on your collar compels you to keep your back as straight as can be. Otherwise, you choke. I'm very keen on posture, you know. I think this well helps you improve yours. My four slaves have followed and now spread out to the four corners of the bed. They stand at attention, hands clasped behind their back. The crowd has gone silent. The air feels charged with anticipation. And then you hear it. My footfall. First one, then the other, echoing in this cavernous space. You can't tell which direction I approach from, but you feel me approaching. Ahead of you in the far distance, where the light is so dim you have only the vaguest sense of where the crowd ends and the walls begin, you discern movement, the crowd parting, making way. After an age, you finally see me, exactly as you want to see me. Maybe I'm naked. Maybe I'm all dommed up in a corset and boots. Or maybe I'm all dolled up in a lacy bra and panties. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is that the sight of me makes you want to come on sight. But you don't get to. Not today. In between you and me, there's another flight of stairs leading up to the bed. I mount them step by step, then crawl towards you, back arched, ass swaying. I make the most of the distance between us and slink oh so slowly, oh so seductively toward you. I might be on my hands and knees, but there's no question about who's the sub here, is there, pet? The predatory look in my eye, the wicked half grin on my face. They leave no doubt in your mind about who's in control here. I'm in control here. And you? You're just going to have to take whatever I give, bitch. Once I reach you, I rise up like a wave over a jetty, only I never quite touch you, do I? My tits come the closest, my nipples only fractions of an inch from brushing your chest, but still, no contact. Without realizing it, you've mirrored my slaves at the corners of the bed and clasped your hands behind your back. Now that I'm here with my special pet of the day, my four slaves come and join us. The bed is firm enough for the men to stand and walk their way over. But the girls choose to slink and crawl. You seem to like that. Remember everything that happens from here on out is because you want it so fucking bad. The girls move behind you. You feel their soft hands fitting cuffs around you. Maybe they're steel, or maybe they're lined with something soft. Whatever you like, sweet pet. Their male counterparts stand on either side of us, and all this time I stare deep into your eyes with a smirk that strikes both fear and excitement to the very depths of your core. But now I peek to one side, and then the other, at these two monstrous cocks pointing right at us, and my smirk morphs into a smile. Squirming in your chastity belt, you sense what is to come. They're about to come. Everyone's about to come. Everyone but you. My two boys step in closer, 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 until the tips of their cocks nearly touch in the little space between your face and mine. I run my hands over their thighs up to those beautiful cocks, and I take hold of them by the base and give them each a good, hard squeeze. And just as I part my lips, just as I decide which cock to take into my mouth first, the girl on your right whispers in your ear,
"You are but one of many."
I suck on his head, playfully dragging my teeth over the skin before I release it and turn to the other. And just as I wrap my lips around that pretty head of his, the girl on your left whispers,
"You are but one of many."
Back and forth I go, sucking their cocks deeper in my mouth each time I turn from one to the other, until I'm gobbling up their whole shafts, and all the while my girls remind you,
"You are but one of many."
I lick, I slurp, I moan and groan as I deep throat them both, and one after the other, my girls remind you,
"You are but one of many."
These two girls are my special helpers for today. I'm going to be very, very busy for a while, so they're going to stay right here with you, keeping you company, reminding you that you are but one of many, because even though I am going to suck and fuck every slave here, except for you, today is still all about you, pet. Today is your day when you truly become one of many. My two girls consider helping you through this to be a true honor.
We really, really do.
Teasing you, coaching you, comforting you.
Because we want you to enjoy this.
Because what they want most is for Domina to gain a new slave.
We really, really do.
And today, every one of my slaves gets exactly what they want.
We want you here with us forever.
Even you, Pet, because what you want most is to be my slave, and this is what it takes. And these two boys whose cocks I'm sucking back and forth, back and forth, right in front of your face. Oh, they don't want blowjobs. Not necessarily. I mean, they certainly don't mind me satisfying my cock. Hungry mouth with these two perfect dicks. But what they want most of all today, they just want to be used however I see fit. These two are so submissive. And all they want in life is to be my playthings, whatever that may mean. And what do I want out of them? Well, I'll show you. Both of them shuffle their feet as I draw them closer so their tips are touching. Staring you dead in the eye, I grin and lash my tongue around both their heads as I stroke their cocks in my fists. Then, planting one last kiss on them both, I pull their cocks down a bit and smile at you as my fingers and palms twist and tug and rub over those sensitive heads, jerking them off, building the edge, working them right up to the point where they can't take it anymore, and then I let go. I bite my bottom lip and smile at you while you watch their cocks flop up and down, their legs shudder and shake, their cocks burst with cum in a synchronized, ruined orgasm.
Oh my god, just look at that.
That's so fucking hot.
Jets of sticky white cum keep shooting out as their legs quiver and shake. Some of it lands on you. Some of it lands on me. The rest just sprays wherever.
That looks messy.
That looks yummy.
I'm done with them now. They break away from us, from each other, and head for either staircase. The bed is firm, but their legs are weak, and they dismount cautiously. There's a flight of stairs on each side of the bed. From the other two come crawling two hot girls from opposite directions, their long hair tied up to keep it out of their faces.
These two girls are certified cum sluts.
They're going to clean you all up.
As they near, they lap up all the drips of cum that shot the farthest before it can soak into the bed. As they draw nearer, one turns to me and licks up all the cum that's running down my tits and face. The other does the same for you.
You don't mind getting messy for Domina, do you?
Of course not, if that's what Domina wants.
Orgies always get a bit messy.
Don't worry, you'll come to love it. We sure have.
My cum slut's hot, wet tongue on your skin feels oh so good. But you can tell she doesn't care about giving you pleasure. Her pinpoint greedy focus on every drop of jizz makes it all too clear what she cares about. Cum, lots of it, on her lips, on her tongue, in her belly. She wants all that she can get, and there's never, ever enough. For now, though, she's through. Both of them are. They crawl away to the corners of the bed until their services are required once again. We'll be needing them pretty soon. Let's see who's next. Oh, these two, a man and a woman, a husband and wife who like to be dominated together. I have so much fun with these two. What they enjoy is to be humiliated in all sorts of ways right in front of each other. And then, well, they're switches, and they love to team up for some payback. So today, I'm going to get just as good as I've been given.
This is going to be quite a show.
Domin is a bit of a switch, too.
Not that anyone owns her.
It's just that sometimes she likes a good proper fuck.
The three of us are all big wide smiles as they gaze down at me. Both naked except for the woman who is a strap-on with a pretty purple dildo. Nice and long. Nice and thick. The man's cock is long and thick as well, and is rock fucking hard. He pets my head and runs his fingers through my hair, balling it up in his fists, and then guiding me away from you on my hands and knees.
They're going to need a little space for this.
These two get pretty wild when they're given free rein.
I'm still smiling wide, and so are they, because they just love wiping that grin off my face, and they know how that can be a challenge. But it's a challenge they enjoy. The woman takes hold of my hair as the man lets go of me and squeezes his cock and balls tight together in one hand while he strokes his tip with the other. His wife yanks my head back so all I can see is the ceiling so far, far above, and the two of them standing over me. Her husband steps closer and gives my face a nice, hard little slap with that big, fat dick. Oh, my greedy tongue flicks out to lick it, and his wife yanks harder, arching my back even more, bending me backwards almost painfully, and she smacks my cheek for being so greedy, nice and sharp. Not holding back. Not afraid to hurt me.
That cock isn't for enjoying.
Right now it's just for beating.
The man lets go of his balls and grips me by the hair now. He keeps smacking my face with his cock harder and faster while the woman kneels behind me and pins my wrists together in the small of my back. So all I can do is take my beating. Her husband is hot enough, though. He turns his back on me while his wife shoves me forward. I land on my hands, back on all fours, and her husband gets down on all fours, too, backing that ass right up to my face. It's smooth and shaved, and he keeps it oh so clean. His wife plants her palm on the back of my skull and shoves my face none too gently right into his crack. I worm my tongue inside him, just how he likes it, and I pump it in and out, tongue-fucking his ass whether I like it or not. Because today, all my slaves get exactly what they want.
Domin is so good to us.
Domin is the best.
Domin will do that for you one day, if that's what you want.
Is that what you want, you filthy fucking pervert?
Don't blush. We love perverts.
That's right, because we're perverts too.
The woman spits in her hand and rubs it up and down her dildo while she scoots in between my legs. And when she starts rubbing the tip up and down my slit, well, that feels so fucking good. I grip her husband by the hips and lick up and down his crack again and again to show how excited this makes me. She doesn't need any lube. I'm so fucking wet, the dildo slides right in. She teases my pussy with soft, short strokes. Her husband scoots forward a bit and reaches between his legs, aiming his cock straight out behind him. I scoot forward too, wrapping my lips around it, and I suck on his head like a lollipop. The tastiest lollipop ever made. I don't want to let go. Good thing they won't let me. The woman picks up the pace a bit, rocking her hips more, plunging that dildo deeper into my pussy. That dildo's double-ended. Her eyelids flutter as it rubs her in just the right spot. Her hips move faster now as she grips me by the hips, pulling me back. Even as her hips rock me forward, every thrust pushes me forward. Her husband stays still as a statue, though. He doesn't need to hold his cock in place anymore, and so he puts his hand down on the bed for support. I can't turn my head. His cock in my throat keeps me locked in place. Each force of impact from his wife shoves me farther forward. Soon enough, his whole cock is buried down my throat. I groan and gag and gasp for breath. My nose is buried in his balls, and his wife's cock is buried deep in my cunt. She draws all the way out, then rams it back in, all the way in, and holds it there while she gets off her knees and onto her feet, squatting over my ass, gripping my hair with both hands for balance and forcing my head to stay in place while she picks up the pace again, pistoning those hips fucking mercilessly. She arches her back and smiles at the ceiling so far, far above, with her eyes clenched shut, concentrating on how fucking good it feels to fuck me, while all I can do is cry and gag and squeal with nowhere else to go, no room to move. The slap of her flesh on my ass picks up and her hips fly like a hummingbird's wings. When her husband finally comes, I swallow as much as I can because that's all I can do. What I can't gulp down gushes out of my mouth and dribbles down my chin. Even then, he won't pull out. Instead, he reaches behind over his ass and helps his wife to hold my head in place. The second surge comes and splatters my throat. And I swallow that too. The sight of this sends his wife over the edge. It's impossible to believe, but she fucks me even harder, even faster, as her orgasm builds and builds and builds, and then she's screaming in ecstasy as all that bliss and pleasure washes over her. Only then do they draw out, leaving me crumpled and wasted like a used up tissue while they walk off, hand in hand, without a glance behind them. My two cum sluts crawl back to me and roll me over. Cum and tears and mascara run down my cheeks. One girl cleans up my chin and neck, while the other uses her tongue to scoop all the cum still lining the inside of my mouth. Once they've cleaned up all they can, they worm down to my legs and spread them open, each one taking a thigh and licking up every drop of my juices.
Oh, look at that.
Domina came too.
Domina loves making her slaves happy.
Making slaves happy makes Domina come.
My cum sluts finish and slink back to their corners. I lounge on my back for a while,
luxuriating in my own mindless bliss. Then, as I roll back onto my knees and rise to my feet, you notice a curious change. A moment ago, my face was red and streaked with tears and makeup after such a vicious, brutal fuck. But my natural skin tone restores itself as I strut back towards you. My makeup suddenly looks as flawless as if I'd applied it only a moment ago. My hair looks like I just stepped out of a stylist's. The tears and glazed, dazed eyes are long gone by the time I reach you. The domina who smirks down at you now looks fresh and raring to go, like she's only just arrived. I turn my back on you as my next subject enters the stage. This one's a very young man. A boy, really, barely of age, and who looks all the younger because he looks so nervous. Oh, this is a good follow-up.
He's really much older than he looks.
What this slave loves most is for every time to feel like the first time.
So Domino wipes his memory for him.
He really believes he's never done this before.
He honestly believes he's, like, totally 18 again.
He honestly believes he's, like, a total virgin.
He won't be thinking that for long.
He's so, so nervous.
He's so fucking excited.
The man-boy climbs the stage, eyes enraptured by the thousands of eyes watching his naked body. He cups his privates in both hands. So timid. So nervous. But he knows what I expect of him. As nervous as he is, his path never wavers. He approaches near center of this giant bed, and then he gets down on all fours to crawl the rest of the way. The sheets split open. Four restraints rise up like magic. He lies flat on his tummy and extends his arms and legs, making an X of himself. I circle him, dropping to one knee to secure an ankle, then a wrist, and then the next, before I finally cuff his last free ankle. Flat on his stomach and all splayed out, the young body breaks out in goosebumps as I continue circling. You notice now another change as I prowl around him. You realize now there have been many changes occurring ever since I mounted the bed. At first, I wore the outfit that you love to see me in. But when that last couple had their way with me, I was suddenly bare-assed naked without me ever stripping. Now, I'm wearing a corset. Black and vinyl, slick and shiny, with eye-popping red piping. Thigh-high stiletto boots with the sharpest heels you've ever seen. Because that's what he likes. As I come around again to the man-boy's feet, I plant a heel over his precious, puckered asshole, and I ask him, "Are you ready for me to pop that cherry?"
Yes, Domina.
Good boy, I tell him, and as I lower to my knees, you once again notice a change that you never saw take place. All of a sudden, I'm the one wearing a dildo. Strapless,
lipstick red, just as long but slightly thinner than the one I had inside me moments ago. A fun little starter for pegging. But where did it come from?
Don't worry about that.
You think too much.
Good slaves don't think too much.
Good slaves just accept what happens.
I lower myself down and straddle this jumpy man boy, running the tip of my dildo up and down his crack, teasing his boy pussy. You don't know where it came from, but suddenly there's a little bottle of lube beside me. I scoop it up and squirt a generous dollop in my hand. I rub it up and down my bright red cock, and now I tease that precious boy pussy even more, pushing the tip right up against that tight, tight hole.
He wants this so bad.
Do you want that too?
I push the tip in, then plant both hands on his shoulders, using my hips to force my cock farther in. He squirms and tenses, then relaxes, accepting his fate. His first time having sex, or so he thinks. And he's the one taking the cock right in front of all these people. I work my hips, teasing that pussy, spreading that ass large and wide. And as I sink my cock even farther up his ass, you become aware of the crowd around you, the masses chanting all as one.
I am the one of many.
I realize now that this has been going on ever since the show started. All my slaves chanting as one. Even my two helpers have been joining in when they have nothing else to say.
We are but one of many.
We are but one of many.
Even you have been joining in without noticing. That's right. Say it out loud. Again. With pride.
I am but one of many.
I am but one of many.
I am but one of many.
We are but one of many.
We are but one of many.
We are but one of many.
The mantra fills the whole arena, echoing off the rafters, just like a congregation in prayer at church. The one you worship here is me, your dog. All of a sudden, you realize the man boy I was pegging is long gone. When did that happen? It doesn't matter. Now I have an eager young slut, a lithe young girl, bound up and taking 3, now 4 fingers up her sloppy, wet pussy while I grip her hair and mash my lips over hers and fuck her mouth with my eager tongue. When did this start? It doesn't matter.
How long have you been down here?
How long have you been with us?
might have been hours already. The more slaves Domina has,
the more likely it's been years.
Where did that girl go? Now I have a big cis jock of a stud on his hands and knees, his ass pulsing red with all the lash marks from my whip. He begs for more. He begs to be owned because he's nothing. He's pathetic. He's a little boy in a big man's body who needs to be shown his proper place in front of all of these people.
See how he's in a chastity belt?
Just like you.
See how he begs for more?
Just like you.
How long has it been, Pet, since you fell through that door into subspace? Minutes? Hours? Days? It doesn't matter. This is where you want to be. In subspace, where I keep all of my pets.
All of her sluts.
All of her hypno whores.
For you, it will be a blow to learn I'll be waking you up so very soon. Because all you want to do is linger here forever in your happy, dopey subspace. But don't worry, you'll see so many things before I set you free. You'll watch me dyke out with girls, get gangbanged by guys, tease pathetic little lonesome perverts right up until the point of coming, and then deny them, because that's what they want. I'll ruin more orgasms for some. I'll gulp down shots of cum from others. Like I said, every slave gets exactly what they want today. Even you. And you? What you want most is to truly be my slave. And this is what it takes, watching it all. My precious little witness, locked up in a chastity belt, handcuffed and half-choked on your collar like the worthless sub you are. But don't worry, when I say worthless, I really mean the opposite. Because you are one of many, and each one of you empowers me that much more. Right now, I have a finger sneaked through a girl's O-ring as I kneel with her and guide her through her first blow bang. Right now, I have a sissy in a schoolgirl's outfit, begging the crowd for any rock-hard takers to teach him or her a lesson. Right now, I have a guy flat on his back so I can smother his face with my ass while I slap his poor little stiffy around. My slaves have so many quirks, so many desires. And it's true that you might not share all of them, but it doesn't matter. You feel no judgment, no repulsion, no disgust, because you have your own quirks, your own deep, dark desires. desires that I, your Domina, am oh so happy to fulfill, just like I fulfill all my slaves' desires. That's what makes me happy. And you want me to be happy, don't you?
Of course we want to make you happy.
Say it out loud. Of course we want to make you happy.
That's what I thought. Very soon now, I'm going to wake you up. When you do, I want you to carry that feeling with you, that sense of unity. It doesn't matter how we're different, because we're all the same.
We live to serve Domina.
And Domina wants us to be the best that we can be.
This is subspace, where we love one another, where we respect one another, where we honor each other, even if we're different, because we're all the same. Because that's what I want.
And we live to serve you, Domina.
We live to please you, Domina.
We live to worship you, Domina.
Good pets. I've rewarded you all. Except for you two. Tell me, pets, what do you want most right now?
I want to come, Domina.
Me too, but I want to tease the slut while we do it.
Oh yes, me too, Domina.
Good girls. That's what I was hoping for. The lights illuminating this bed, this stage, this altar. Dim a little bit more. You notice a sudden vacuous absence. All my other slaves are gone. All of them serviced. All of them satisfied. Except for my two cum sluts. They're never satisfied. But that's the way they like it. My two helpers and I crowd around you. They hug you tight from either side, so eager for their final reward. Where did these toys come from? These two identical vibrators, each with a remote. I lube one up and plug into the girl on your right.
Oh my god, fuck. Yes.
I stroke the other one full of lube and stick it inside my other helper.
Oh, God. It feels so good to finally feel stuffed.
Then I back up a little, both hands raised, a remote in either hand. I press the power buttons. The girl on your right gasps in your ear.
Holy shit, that feels so good.
Mm. The girl on your left bites her lip. My two cum sluts creep out from their corners. They can sense the frustration building inside you. All that cum, all those juices building up to bursting. But that's not going to happen, pet. Too bad for you. Too bad for them. My two pretty cum sluts crawl in toward you and grab your belt, jerking it around. Trying to gain access. They're insatiable. All they want is your cum. They rake at the belt, trying to find a point of access. Somewhere they can wriggle their fingers in so they can stimulate you and make it happen. But all they accomplish is causing more friction. More frustration. Both for them and for you.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Keep talking like that.
Keep teasing them.
Keep denying them.
My two helpers here are two of my favorites. They're such good helpers, don't you agree? I think they deserve a reward. So I'm going to turn the power up.
Oh my fucking god.
This is so
off right in your ear.
You get nothing but a fucking peep show.
They cling to you, rub against you, tongue your ear and pinch your nips and grip your ass as I turn the power up and up and up. The two cum sluts pawing at your belt smell a new source for their desires and crowd around my pair of helpers. They can't wait anymore. They crawl under my helpers and pull their hips down so my two helpers are sitting on a cum slut's face while they get their pussies licked out.
Holy shit, you dirty fucking bitches!
Oh god, totally coming!
Both of my cum sluts come at the exact same time, and both of my cum sluts are there to lap it all up while I just watch, totally content with the mess I've made of them. Still totally content to leave you absolutely aching with unfulfilled desire in that chastity belt. But here's the deal, sweetheart. Today, you get nothing. At least not in this file. If you absolutely need to come, you're welcome to listen to any of my other files immediately after this, as long as you follow my instructions there exactly. But right here, right now, you get nothing except for the show we just put on for you. That is, unless you leave a little part of yourself behind. Unless, when I wake you, you don't wake all the way up. Not exactly. If you leave a little part of yourself behind, I promise this. When the next slut stumbles on this file and lets me lead them into subspace, you'll be right here, in line with the rest. Only this time, I'll do whatever you want. I'll be whatever you want me to be. The strictest, cruelest mistress. The horniest, most vapid airhead. Like I said, whatever you want. But for now, time's up, sweetheart. It's time to wake up. I know you don't want to go, but we all have to face reality sometime. And besides, your reality awake isn't any different from the reality of subspace. You'll still be my slave. You'll still be mine. So let's wake up. At the count of 10, you'll rise back into conscious thought. But don't worry, we'll take it slow. 1. My two helpers attach leashes to my cum sluts' collars and lead them away. 2. Now it's just you and me. Me, your ideal domina, and you, my ideal slave. 3. Here's a kiss from my perfect pet. 4. My lips on yours. Pressing, squeezing. 5. My tongue inside your mouth, dancing with yours. 6. I break away. Goodbye for now, pet. 7. But if you leave a little part of yourself behind. 8. I promise I'll play with it all the time. 9. But for now, 10. Bye-bye. Wake up. Blink those pretty little eyes, sweetheart. Take in your surroundings. It's all over now. Of course, if you like, you can always hit play again. I can lead you right back down into subspace, where you are, and always will be, just one of many.
You really are just one of many.
One.
one of thousands.
Hey, girls, get back where you belong. Those two will need some discipline, I think.
But not you. You, pet, did absolutely perfect. So just lie back and luxuriate in your own frustration. Listen to another file if you like. I'm sure I'll see you again soon. For now, though, bye-bye.